Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the February 22nd Sunday Mass's second reading. It's the first Sunday of Lent, Year A. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. And thus, death came to all people, inasmuch as all sinned. For if by the transgression of the one, death came to reign through that one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of justification come to reign in life through the one Jesus Christ? In conclusion, just as through one transgression condemnation came upon all, so through one righteous act acquittal and life came to all. For just as through the disobedience of the one man the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord. So we're done with ordinary time for a while. It's kind of cool. All five preceding ordinary time Sunday second readings were to the Corinthians. And today we're reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, which was written from Corinth. So he returned to the Corinthians to now write a letter to the Romans. Sweet. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lector practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us in this reading? What is the point of this reading? What's the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? For my own lecture preparation, I usually aim for the heart, but sometimes it makes sense to aim for the head. And that's where we'll start today. This is a beautiful theological dissertation by Paul, with lots of compare and contrast going on, and lots of parallelisms. It's a bit of a challenge to keep everything tied together, but we're up to it. The theological point Paul is making here is the doctrine of original sin, which, of course, ties in directly to the first reading. There's lots of comparisons between Adam, who brought sin, condemnation, and death to all, and Jesus, who brought justification, acquittal, and life to all. It was Jesus' death that is the source of the forgiveness of our sins, and that is the message for the heart. Jesus saves us. This reading has ample opportunities to both stimulate our intellects and touch our hearts. What lessons do you get from this reading? So we start with, brothers and sisters, through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. And thus, death came to all people, inasmuch as all sinned. Because we begin with brothers and sisters, we know we're called to use an intimate and conversational tone. For this first segment, use a tone of voice and facial expression as if explaining a new concept to someone hearing it for the first time. Accentuate the words one, sin, entered, sin, the first use of death, thus, and both uses of the word all. Insert small pauses between man and sin, sin and death, and thus and death. The next section. For if by the transgression of the one, death came to reign through that one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of justification come to reign in life through the one Jesus Christ? Accentuate the first use of the word one, through, how much more, abundance, gift, reign, and one Jesus Christ. So continue the logical, informative, and educational tone of voice until you get to, "Will those who receive?" With that segment, the good news component of this section begins. So smile when you get to this part and use a joyful tone of voice. If you can do so authentically, throw in a throat tremble here and there for added emotion. The next two sections are heavy with beautiful parallelisms. The first has 3, the second has 4. The executive summary for each of these two is this. 1. Just as through Adam, bad things happened. 2. Through Jesus, good things happened. They both follow that exact formula. So the first one starts, in conclusion, just as through one transgression, condemnation came upon all, so through one righteous act, acquittal and life came to all. There are so many parallelisms going on here, and most are used to contrast. This highlights the differences in actions and consequences. It's a test of our mettle to tie them all together, but we can do it. So we have through one transgression contrasted with through one righteous act. We have condemnation contrasted with acquittal and life. And we have came upon all running parallel with came to all. So use a tone of voice to tie the respective parallelisms together. Specifically, when you say came upon all, emphasize upon, and then with came to all, emphasize to, so you connect that parallelism. Add a small pause between life and came. Again, use that academic tone for the first lines, then add a smile, eye contact, and a joyful tone of voice for acquittal and life came to all. Add a throat tremble if you can do so authentically. Then the last part. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. So we have the one man running parallel with the one, and the many running parallel. Then we have made sinners and made righteous contrasted. So again, use a tone of voice to tie the respective parallelisms together. We also have through the disobedience contrasted with through the obedience. When you say disobedience, stress dis, and when you say obedience, stress the whole word. Insert small pauses between one man and the many, and between the many and will be. Again, use that logical tone of voice for the first part, and then add a smile, eye contact, and a joyous tone of voice when you close with, the many will be made righteous. Once again, if you can do so authentically, add a tremble to the back of your throat. Make those people in the pews know in their heart of hearts they are the recipients of Jesus' abundance of grace and gift of justification, not to mention acquittal, life, and righteousness. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.